Talk to me, no matter what you feel. It'll all be alright if you talk to me. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, and it's February 2023. Seems like every year at February, you know, like February 1st, the temperature falls off a cliff. It's like 45 degrees and not horribly uncomfortable on January 30th and 31st, and then February 1st, it falls off the cliff. This podcast and all my podcasts are brought to you by the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life you meet someone and you just think, this person is too good to be true. There's no way they're that nice. There's just no way that they're that good of a person. And then you find out they are. Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Available in March 2023 in most major bookstores, on most major audiobook stores, and available in most ebook stores. So, if you can, buy it. Support this podcast by buying the book. Anyway, we'll start off with the bad news. After a long struggle, we lost our Labrador Raven on February 5th. She went out the way she came in. She joined us in Richmond, Virginia. We drove down to Richmond to pick her up. She hopped into the back seat of our car and was a part of our family for the last almost 9 years. An amazing dog. Probably the most emotionally intelligent dog I've ever been around. She could read the room. She could read people. She just had an innate gift for being a connected creature in the lives of our household. Not necessarily a family member. Absolutely a family member. She died the way she came out. She was being driven to the emergency vet clinic the morning of February 5th. By the time they got to the clinic, she was already gone. So a little sadness, a lot of sadness. She was a great dog, and dogs are wonderful gifts. They bring so much to the family and to the world that you just have to celebrate them when they're alive. They're wonderful, and you know, they're just amazing creatures. So start off with a moment of sadness for that, and then a moment of further sadness. Everybody was freaked out about a Chinese weather balloon or Chinese military drone balloon. You know, balloons are kind of bound to the wind. They might be able to move a little bit north and south and east and west, but they'll move a lot that the wind doesn't push them. And so, you know, it drifted across the United States, and I'm going to seriously doubt it got pictures of a lot of things that were of value, you know, from the perspective of trying to get information about the U.S. So it's one of those situations where, you know, I think people overreacted. I think it's just, you know, look, it's not that big a deal. It would be a big deal if you shot it down over a city and it fell down and killed somebody. That would be a big deal. But other than that, it's not a big deal. It's really not something that, you know, people need to worry about. It's not something that people need to be jumping up and down about. It's just it was a situation where, you know, something flew over the U.S. Oh, well, it's not like we didn't fly planes over Russia for many years. I mean, you know, the U-2 program ran through the 50s and the 60s, probably well past the 60s. So it's not like we haven't done it as well. I mean, at some point or another, you can't point at somebody else and go, you just broke the rules when you're breaking the rules to do that, right? That is another part or another conversation for another day. I'm to the point of just absolute, well, it's mirth, I guess, at how much people react to this stuff. I mean, it just doesn't matter that much. Provided target practice for a bunch of people that wanted to shoot at something in the sky. Not much more than that. Anyway, getting a bunch of projects to completion. The kids moved out of the basement finally, so I'm almost able to move back into the room I had before where they've been staying for the last 4 years. With Raven passing, I had to do some things fairly quickly to make some changes in the basement, which I hadn't planned on doing, but I did need to do anyway. So that was the impetus to get it done. But I will move back into the other room in the basement and kind of get the basement cleaned up a little bit, more organized, more structured, you know, kind of go forward. It's just kind of one of those situations where, you know, you just do the best you can do. Interesting fact on the weekend, the Indiana Hoosiers, both men and women, beat Purdue. That's always fun to beat Purdue. Enjoy beating Purdue at least once or twice a year, every year. If you can do it more than twice a year in a bunch of sports, it's great. This year we beat them in soccer and basketball. We lost to them in football. Now we've had a few years where we won football, basketball, soccer, you know, all the way through. Of course, back then, the Purdue women's team was one of the dominant teams in the country. And so we never beat them in women's basketball. So it's kind of good to get to keep going forward and, you know, winning with different programs, winning with different teams. Fun sports moment, as it were, for the weekend. Coming up, it's the week before the Super Bowl, normally called the Media Week. I'm not really enamored with either team. I think they're both interesting teams. I think they both have weak points. And I think their weak points are something that could be easily exposed in a Super Bowl. I know that this is Kansas City's second or third Super Bowl in the last 5 years. So they've at least been to the AFC Championship three in a row or something like that. I don't remember exactly which one it is. I didn't actually look it up before the podcast. I should have. But anyway, it is interesting when you think about that. It's a sign of excellence to make it back to the Super Bowl, you know, multiple years out of three or four. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers won 4 in 6 years, and that was very impressive. You know, over the years, a number of you know, the Patriots won several in a very short time period. So, you know, it becomes a very cool thing. It becomes a big deal when you win Super Bowls, you know, close to back-to-back or back-to-back. You know, the Patriots won a set of back-to-back Super Bowls. You know, the Steelers won two back-to-back sets, 75-76 and then 78-79. I mean, it was kind of cool, kind of interesting, kind of fun. And on that note, this is the end of my first February podcast. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you so much for listening.